You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode 66. And if you feel like marketing means you have to convince somebody to do something they don't want to do, this episode's for you. Hey, Travel Geniuses, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I have been on the struggle bus with this episode. I have struggled so hard with this, and that is not my preferred mode of transportation, but I don't know what my deal was, but I like just really struggled kind of figuring out a topic, and not figuring out a topic so much, but outlining what I wanted to say and what I wanted the title to be, or the main focus, I guess. And I recorded it, and then I was working until like 8 o'clock yesterday, and I was done. I just had to do a quick last edit on it, and it would have been done. And I just thought, I don't like this. And I had the thought, and like, you know, sometimes you struggle with something, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, duh, this is what I should have done the whole time. That's what happened last night. After I had already spent all that time struggling with it, I was just trying to cram in too many topics into one episode, and I don't want to do that. This is a really, I think, for me at least, I think it's going to be a game changer. I feel like it's already changing the way I think about marketing and making it so much easier and less stressful. And I hope it does the same for you. Or first, I hope you haven't struggled with this to begin with. But if you have struggled with feeling like marketing is just gross and just really resisting it a lot, I think this might help. And so I don't know how long this episode's going to be, because this is a fraction of what I was going to do, but I think this is important enough that it should stand on its own. So I know I've shared before that I have been struggling with marketing. It's just, I just resist it so hard. When I started this podcast, I did not tell anybody about it. And really, for the most part, most of you listening have probably either found it on your own by searching your podcast player that you use, or maybe somebody else has told you about it, but there are very few of you who saw me mention it anywhere, because I just didn't. I did it very quietly. That way, if it was terrible, hopefully nobody would know, but some of you found it anyway, and I appreciate that, but it's not anything to do with my marketing skills. The same is true for my website platform and insiders. As I have talked about a little bit, I'm getting ready to open insiders up to new members for the first time in over a year. It was, I think, January or February of last year was the last time I took new members. And that was not even really insiders. That was the anti-marketing program. And I really haven't talked about it since then. And anytime I have talked about it, it's just felt really hard, really, really hard. And I realized that that's no way to run a business. So I have really been doing a lot of soul searching, sort of, and just trying to figure out, why is this so hard for me? How do I get past this? What can I do? And I've uncovered a few things over time, which I believe I've shared both of these things with you, but like some of the reasons why, if you're feeling resistant to marketing and really having a hard time with it, one thing that might be holding you back are your subconscious beliefs about money. And I know that's kind of woo-woo, like money mindset, and that might not be your thing. But if you have these subconscious thoughts that, you know, we're always told money is the root of all evil, more money, more problems, and there's this attitude kind of that you see in the media and with just people in general, that rich people are bad and business owners are bad and they're selfish and rich people are not nice people. And so those thoughts in your subconscious really can affect your ability to earn money, because your brain in the background is trying to protect you from becoming one of those awful people. Another one that I think is really, really common among people is I know I've talked about this before, that you don't trust yourself. You have maybe imposter syndrome and you're not sure you can really do a good job, or maybe you're afraid you'll flake out on people. I've mentioned before that I've been recently diagnosed with ADHD, and I promise I'm gonna talk about it. That was one of my possible topics for this week's episode, but I just need to do a little bit more research and just gather my thoughts a little bit more. It's not going to be very scientific. When I say research, I don't mean I'm going to give you lots of facts and medical opinions. I just want to kind of gather my thoughts. This is all kind of new to me, but I've heard that 60% of entrepreneurs have ADHD, which makes sense because we get bored very easily. We have lots of amazing ideas. However, we also have a history of dropping the ball on things. And I used to always say I was very flaky. Like, I would get an idea and not follow through, or want to make plans with somebody but not have the energy to do it when it happened. So would cancel plans or whatever. I just, like, that was the story I told myself, was that I was flaky. So it's been sometimes hard for me. I've had to really rewire my thoughts around that, and it's taken me a long time before I even knew I had ADHD to, like, remind myself when it's important, I do follow through. And anyway, so you might have some thoughts. That's not what this episode's about, but you might have some thoughts about your ability to really serve your clients. And because you're a good person and you don't want to ruin someone's vacation or have somebody pay for something and then you don't deliver on what they're expecting, you might resist talking about what you do and marketing your services because you are trying to protect them from working with you, as odd as that sounds. So those are just a couple of other things that might be causing you to resist marketing. And like I said, I'm sure I've talked about them before, and I guarantee you I will talk about them again. But what I want to talk about in this episode is your actual thoughts about marketing itself. If you're able to, I want you to push pause for just a second and think about marketing and what you think that means. Like, what is the job of marketing and what are you trying to do? What is your goal when you're doing marketing for your business? For me, and my subconscious thoughts about marketing, is that the job of marketing and my goal when I'm doing marketing is to convince someone to hire me. And that is terrible. And it's no wonder, with that subconscious thought, that I resist it so much, because I don't ever want to convince somebody to do anything that they don't want to do. Like, to me, convincing means talking somebody into doing something, whether they want to do it or not. And if that's been some of your subconscious thoughts about it too, and you're a caring and kind person who wants to help people and wants the best for everybody, which I'm sure you are, or you wouldn't want to be a travel agent who helps people have amazing vacations, then of course, when you try to go market your services and promote your services, you're going to resist that because it goes against everything that you are. And I promise I'm not saying that if you like marketing, or anybody who does like marketing, is a bad person and likes to trick people and doesn't care about doing the right thing, or any of that. It just means that those people and you, if that is you, you just don't have these same hangups that the rest of us have. And lucky you. I wish that was me, but it's not. And if it's not you either, and you think that that might be something that's preventing you from being able to promote your business more, I do have a new experiment for you, something that's been working for me and might work for you to help you reframe how you feel about marketing. So what if, instead of thinking that the goal and the job of marketing is to convince people to hire you, you instead thought of the goal and the purpose of marketing as just providing the information that people need to make the best decision for them? And I know that sounds very anticlimactic after that big buildup I just did about how, like, this deserves its own podcast episode devoted just to this idea. And then I say, oh, just think about marketing as helping people make the best decision for them. But I want you to, again, stop for a minute. You may have to pause this after I say this, or you can just do it in the moment. But I want you to stop for just a minute and think about the last time you tried to market your business. So that could have been you were posting on social media and thought, oh, I need to promote my business here, or in your newsletter that you send out, or you were writing some copy on your website, whatever it is. Think about that and think about how that felt when you still have that belief that marketing is trying to convince people to hire you. For me, it makes me very tense and nervous. And like, I have this belief that there are the right words and I don't know them. And if I could just come up with the right words, I could convince people to hire me. And of course, that feels yucky and stressful and high pressure. And like, there are some magic words somewhere out there that would magically make everybody work with me, whether they really want to or not. Now I want you to think of the same scenario where you're trying to promote your business and market yourself, but instead have the thought in your head that your job and your goal is just to give them the information they need to make the best decision for them. Does that feel less stressful and less yucky? For me, it just changes it from me having to convince people and find just the right words to me just being able to be honest and tell the truth and not feel any pressure. All I have to do is tell people what I do and how I can help and how they can work with me. And then it's up to them to look at that and decide if it's right for them or not. And you know what? Sometimes it won't be the right decision for them. And that is not only okay, that's amazing. And that's really good because I don't want people to work with me if it's not a good fit and if it's not right for them. And you shouldn't want that either, because that just leads to everybody being unhappy. They're not going to be satisfied. You're going to feel bad about yourself because you weren't able to deliver what they wanted. And that's just not good for anybody. So we really want people to make the best decision for them. And all you have to do is give them the information they need to do that. I made that sound super simple, and I know it's not as simple as it sounds. And because we're not used to thinking of marketing this way, it can be hard to kind of visualize what that means. So I'll share a couple of examples with you so you can see what this would look like in the real world and how it really does help people make the right decision and reach out to you. So first, I want to say that, or point out and make sure you understand that I'm not saying that you have to give them all the information every single time you reach out. Like, can you imagine if every time you posted on social media, you tried to give people all the information that they needed in that one post to make a decision to work with you, and that's literally all you did? That would be awful, and no, that would not work. When someone decides to follow you on social media or subscribe to your newsletter or your podcast or your YouTube channel, whatever sort of long form content or marketing channels that you're using, they're doing that because they want to get to know you a little bit better, learn more about what you do. Maybe they don't want to forget that you exist. That's one of the reasons I do it. If there's somebody I want to work with, but now is not the right time, I will sign up for their newsletter or follow them on social media just so that I won't forget who it was that I wanted to work with when that time comes, if I'm not ready right away. And travel is one of those types of things where it's not like buying random things that I get ads for from Amazon on all my social media channels. It's something that maybe they're not doing in the next 6 months or in the next year or two, but someday they might want to use a travel agent. So it's not a situation where you're going to get a quick result from your marketing efforts. So you don't have to try to share all the facts immediately and get everybody to say yes within 5 minutes. That's not going to happen. Instead, you'll just leave little breadcrumbs of information everywhere you go, and eventually they will have the information that they need to make a decision, yes or no. And you can do this across all of your marketing channels. So this would be content on your website, social media content, your newsletter. Think about how much easier it will be to create a newsletter. I mean, maybe not for you. For me, this is just blowing my mind a little bit, but if you struggle with this, like I have, think about how much easier your newsletter will be if all you have to remember is that you're just trying to give them some information to help them make a good decision. And then if you create any long form content, like blog posts, or if you have a podcast, or if you have a YouTube channel, anything like that, where you're like have content that lives for a long time versus social media, which is short and kind of goes away right away, this works there as well. I'll give you a few examples of some types of content that you can share that will give them some information that they need to make a good decision. And one of those, and I'm sure you've heard these all before, if you have ever tried to learn about how to market yourself and what kind of content to post on social media, we've heard these over and over again. But it, for me, at least, it was hard for me to figure out how to do this in a way that convinced somebody to work with me. So thinking about it instead from the lens of, I'm just trying to give them some information, you know, help them learn what they need to learn to decide if I'm a good fit for them or not, that just has changed it all. So I'm not, this is nothing earth-shattering. You can apply this to any, potentially any advice that you've gotten as far as what type of content to create. So the first one I have here is what it's like to work with you. A lot of people don't even know that travel agents exist, let alone have ever worked with them before or know anybody who has. So just sharing kind of what the process is like will give them some information to decide if this is something they want to do or not. Sharing what you can do for them and how you can help. Again, they don't know what they don't know. So as far as they know, all you do is book what they tell you to, and they might as well do that themselves if that's all they're going to get. So sharing little bits, you don't have to give like a whole list of here's what I can do, but every once in a while, posting something about what you've done for a client, or when you're at a conference or somewhere getting some training, talk about that and why that's important. And remember, okay, so if you're going to talk about, if you're at a conference and you're going to share, because thank God, I think we're going to be able to go to conferences again soon. Or if you're doing an online training or you're on a fam trip that is relevant to your niche, you can post that you're doing that, but you want to think, how is this going to help them make a choice on whether to work with me or not? So make sure you bring it back to how it helps them and why it's good for them that you're doing that. You also want to talk about what you don't do and who you don't work with, so that if they're one of those people or if that's something that they want, they will know not to reach out to you. Sharing behind the scenes information and some of what you do for your job, like the daily boring stuff that we think is boring, like researching hotels and all of that. Those are things that help people see just how much work and knowledge you bring to the table. Client testimonials. I told you this is stuff that you've heard over and over again, I'm sure, but client testimonials can show them the type of people you work with, what you've done for them. They might see that and go, oh, that's the kind of travel I like to do. So maybe this is an agent I want to work with. And then yes, just like everybody says, sharing personal information about yourself and your personality does help as well. They want to work with somebody that they're going to enjoy, that they like. So just sharing silly things. If you have a cat and you love your cat and your cat's always on your desk when you're working, share your cat pictures. That's okay. And sort of related to that, I also want to say that not everything you post and share and publish has to be doing this job. Sometimes it's okay to just, a lot of times actually, it's okay to just have fun, especially on social media. You don't always have to be thinking, oh, I need to give them information. Every single thing that you share and post has to be doing that job. It doesn't. Oh, I just thought of another one too. Being helpful, sharing helpful information is also subtly giving them clues as to whether or not they want to work with you. It just shows what you know and how helpful you are. And if you're this helpful with your free content, imagine how helpful you'll be when they actually hire you to help them. Now, just knowing this and believing it, believing that marketing doesn't have to mean trying to convince somebody of something. It's just making sure they have all the information that they need to make the best choice for them. It's not as easy as just hearing it on this podcast and believing it, and next thing you know, you'll be breezing through all your content creation and marketing efforts. if you think about the beliefs in your head as like, those beliefs have sort of made grooves in your brain, not really and not literally, but if you think about it that way, your thoughts always want to go in those comfortable paths or those comfortable grooves. So when you're trying to change it, unless you're very diligent about it, it's very easy for your brain to just slip back into those old thought patterns. So if you want to make this shift, you're going to have to be very deliberate about it. And I do have a tip to help with that. And it's very high tech, you guys. I'm just kidding. But on a card, like get an index card or a post-it note or a piece of paper, whatever you want to do, and write a phrase or a question, whatever brings that home to you, something like, what information can I provide that will help them make the best decision for them? Or my job is to provide the information they need to make the best decision. Something like that, that will remind you of that. And anytime you are going to create some content and do quote unquote marketing, if you want to, like I said, not everything you post and do has to be marketing. Some can just be for fun. But if that's your purpose, if that's what you're wanting to do and you're sitting down to do that, make sure you read that before you start. And you may even have to, like every 5 minutes, check in with that and remind yourself. Because like I said, your brain's just gonna, I've noticed it myself, my brain just kind of slips back into those old patterns and I start getting tense and feeling like I need to come up with some magic words and convince people of stuff. And so I have to remind myself, no, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just sharing information. That's it. And then let me know if that helps at all, if that makes you feel a little less nervous about marketing, makes you feel a little more capable of doing it. You don't have to be a professional marketer to do this. All you have to do is just know who you help and how you help them and what you help them with, and just let people know. And it's up to them to decide if that's right for them or not. I have actually been using this. As you know, I mentioned in the last episode, I think I am reopening what used to be called Insiders, but is now called The Lab, which is a collaborative learning space. I don't really know what to call it because it's so different than anything that I'm aware of right now. So I'm struggling with like a few quick words, but don't worry, I am not going to use the rest of this time to give you all the information you need to decide if it's right for you or not. I am working on a page on my website for that. So if you're interested in finding out if it's right for you, you can go to travelgeniuses.com/thelab. Right now, it's just the wait list because I am still working on compiling all the information you need to make the best choice for you. But if you're interested in learning more about it and finding out what will be in there, sign up for the wait list, and I will be sending out an email very soon when that page goes live. If you found this episode helpful at all, please let me know. That is my very favorite thing to hear, was that somebody got something out of one of these episodes that really helped change their business a little bit. My second favorite thing is when you leave reviews for the show. Like I said earlier in this episode, I really haven't promoted this at all. So it's thanks to those of you who left reviews and made it easier for other agents to find that I have any listeners, really. So thank you if you've already done that, and thank you in advance to anybody who does that in the future. And actually, while you're at it, I'm going to add a third thing. Go ahead and subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. I have some really good stuff planned. Hopefully, I will stay off the struggle bus in the future, but I do have some really good episodes planned, and I would hate for you to miss them. So subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I will be back soon with the next one. And until then, have a great week.